So we'll go ahead and get started with our work session. Bill, you want to go over the zoning ordinance?
I will be happy to do that.
Okay.
Everybody should have in your manual the proposed changes to the zoning ordinance. We have 9 proposed changes. The good news about that is we believe we have made most of the changes that we talked to you about earlier this year that we're going to make. So let me go over those real quickly, and I'll be glad to answer them all. Any questions anybody may have, one at a time. First is just definitions. So the section 2.02 definition, we have 9 new definitions we're putting in there to make sure that when we refer to a term, we all use the same definition for that. And we'll look around every time to see if any questions about any of it. Second is section B, electric fences. Electric fences are only allowed in pastures within sealed bluff. And so it's got to be a property that's zoned either AG or RR.
Did that change or was it always like that?
It was, that did change. We did not address electric fences to any substantial amount prior to that point in time. And we looked at it and we said, no, the only place we want electric fences are out in rural areas where they're trying to protect the animals and make sure that they're properly looked after. We don't want them in the town on fences around residential areas. Third deals with stormwater management, section 3.12 of the zoning ordinance. We rearranged and rewrote part of the stormwater management section. The intent of this section is to make sure that all of our waterways are in fact maintained and kept clear so that rain like we had this past Saturday, an inch and a half is what I had by the way, rain like we had this past Saturday will flow and flow properly and flow as where it's supposed to go as a part of that. We added 2 sections to that. Section 3.12.09, maintenance of drainage facilities. The town maintains all drainage facilities for the town. I, as an individual, are responsible for any drainage facilities around my property. And so it's my responsibility to maintain that. The town will not be doing that on my behalf. And then the last thing was enforcement of penalties. If you don't maintain it, there are penalties associated with that. Any questions, ma'am?
Now you are talking about on the actual property, not like around adjacent to your property.
So if you have a ditch running in front of your property, it's your responsibility to maintain that ditch to make sure it's kept clear and not let out of water flow through there.
Okay, even if it's not actually in your property line.
But it will be in the driveway.
Gotcha.
Other questions?
You said who was responsible for the ditches?
The town, for all the streets and everything within the town is responsible for that. For your property, you're responsible for the ditches that run around your property.
Well, we got several places. Did you have anybody riding around while we had all this rain?
We
Because right down here, floods. Every time we got rain, it floods.
Yeah.
They've been doing that for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And on the other end of town, there's places up there where water can't even get into the ditch.
Exactly. And so part of redoing all of our roads right here, and part of doing those intended to start maintaining those ditches in a way that have not been done in the past. And hopefully, Mayor, that as part of our new dump truck we're going to have at some point in time, and our backhoe that we have, that some of the things that we're talking about here can be addressed also.
Well, so, Mayo, we're on the agenda tonight. We're going to hopefully rent a machine to clean out ditches. We don't have a way to do it, so that's on the agenda tonight to rent a machine to do that. So hopefully we'll be able to address some of those issues.
And can also address
Will that machine be available to clean out ditches in front of people's houses that they're responsible for?
No. We'll not be allowed to go on private property.
What about the right of way?
Yeah,
it's on the right of way, yes. Private property, no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, anything that's on the right of way, we'll try to take care of.
So the ditch in front of your house is really right of way? in most cases.
What people don't understand about the right of way is normally if you've got a, just say you've got, I'm just gonna throw a number, if you've got 40 foot of right of way, you've got 20 foot on either side of the center of the road. It's how that works. Or so if it's, if you've got 15 foot or 20 foot, whatever, it starts from the middle of the road.
I got a concern over here on McArrow Street.
Okay.
Cedar Street and West Street. The south side of ditch stayed clogged up and gutted all the time. I got more, I'm more up and down that side of the road all the time. But the ditches is full of stuff and it can't get by the manhole. Then all it does is pile up right there and form a mosquito hat. Okay, we also have a problem with that. If the city don't have any please do not litter signs, I would like three put up down there on Cedar Street.
Okay.
One on Cedar Street, one on the east end of McArrow Street, and one on the west end of McArrow Street.
And
they'll come up to that corner and turn the corner and throw a trash out.
Reese Street need one too.
Okay, so if you don't mind, let's get back to the zoning on the agenda. And then when we get to the equipment rental, we'll discuss all that. That'll be just a minute. But right now, let's let Bill finish with the zoning.
Section D is general construction. A new subsection D is added to that. And that deals with putting in place a construction driveway when new construction starts so that you're not tracking mud all over the streets all around town. And so that's a new part that we've added to that particular area. Section E deals with private swimming pools. We have no regulations at all dealing with private swimming pools. We put in place what we believe are common sense regulations. We're trying to make sure that we don't task people too much with their private pools, but that we do some basic things while we're done. Section F, updated use of RVs. Change the wording in this table to recreational vehicles can be occupied on a seasonal or full-time basis. And we did that in recognition of what's going on in the town at this point in time because we know RVs are being occupied on a full-time basis. Section G deals with the lakefront recreational zone, the floodplain area. I mentioned to all of the town council back in the December meeting that we need to have some rather substantial changes in that section. These are the changes I've taken out of the section, items that were duplicative with other parts of the zoning ordinance and left in there this language dealing with the overlay section. Section H deals with commercial campgrounds, and if a wording change, if they're commercial campgrounds, then we change it to say commercial campground slash RV park zoning. Because commercial campground is intended to encompass both of them. That's just a wording change. And then finally, animal equivalent units. We're looking there to say that when you have, must have 1 acre of a thing, we're talking about the side lot and the back lot of a house, not the front lot. So when we say 1 acre, that's what we mean. If you have a house that has a pasture in front of it, that pasture is not included in that. You can have animal in that pasture. Ordinarily, you can't have an animal in the front lot. If you have a pasture, you can't have that. So those are the changes that we had. We had the business meeting with the Planning Commission to go over these changes. We had some minor changes that we came up with, primarily dealing with setbacks for swimming pools. We had a public hearing with the Planning Commission. We did not have good attendance at all on that. No real feedback from the public about any changes that they wanted to know we were proposing. So we're proposing to the town council, unless there is disagreement, that all of these changes be adopted as presented. Any other questions?
So would it be appropriate to say something that's not directly associated with what he has right there? Just a quick comment.
Because it was zoning?
Yes.
Yes.
I was at the meeting when we agreed to, and I agreed that it would be a good idea, that we would allow somebody to have like an RV vehicle on a property that doesn't normally let somebody have one of those for up to 2 weeks. We already have people abusing that to make to use it to be a campground. So I would appreciate if everybody else thinks there's a need, you would revisit that and see about changing the wording so that can't happen, making limitations to it or eliminating it altogether, because that's already a problem on 131.
Okay, I will take that as an action, take that to the planning commission.
Thank you.
Anything else? Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. And I want to say again that Bill and our planning commission is doing an outstanding job, and I appreciate all of their work. So next on the agenda is to change the workshop time. We need an amendment to our resolution 25-11-5. To change the workshop time to 5:30 instead of 5 o'clock. And the reason for that is our agendas are not as long as they have been. So I think we're okay with 5:30. Any questions? Okay. Next on the agenda is equipment rental for maintenance. And if the council approves it, we will rent an excavator. It's a mini X. It will have a 36-inch hydraulic tilt bucket for ditches. It will have a mulching head to clean the brush on the side of the right-of-ways. And also a regular bucket. So it's got a quick attach on it, which will allow us to switch from attachment to attachment and use all three of these attachments on the same machine. And it also has a hydraulic thumb. And I hope all of you see the email. It's, the rental is $6,000 per month. And delivery is $700, and then a $25 environmental fee, which brings a total of $6,725 per month. So if the council approves that, we will have something to do road work with and address some of these drainage issues. So now we'll take questions about that.
My question is, we're not talking about renting this equipment until after Liberty Day.
Correct.
Is that correct?
So, I've talked with Tim, who's our maintenance supervisor, and we're going to schedule it for the, July the 6th, which is actually the 7th, because we're closed that Monday.
And how many quotes did we get?
So it'll be July the 7th. Well, so I called Thompson Tractor, and a friend of mine's a manager there in Fort Payne, and he said they do not have a machine with a quick attach, that we would have to rent two machines to do this. So they will not allow you to switch from a mulcher to a bucket. And so with two machines, that ran the cost way up. And I also called United Rentals in Rome, and they do not have a machine like this in this area. They would have to move one in, and so therefore that cost would be a lot more than this too. So this is the, well, this was the most efficient, best quote I could find.
Are we talking about our men doing this, or are we talking about
yes,
the men who?
Our maintenance crew. Okay. And Mark's even offered to help, too. He's ran equipment his whole life.
Because I know Centers run out their stuff, but they run out their helpers, too? Or how does that work?
We've had work done with the county.
That's for insurance purposes.
Okay. I got
we've had work done before, just like the parking lot treats you. and the county, highway department come in and done the work. The city paid them, and I don't know exactly how it worked out, but they paid them so much, and then they paid their employees, and we had to pay their way, they had to pay the rates for that.
Okay, so this is the best price then that we.
Yes.
We found out, okay, that's why I just wanna make sure.
And it'll, and there again, it will be our personnel to run the equipment. Go ahead, Matt.
Councilman, they can kinda hit on what I was gonna ask. Did we explore the option of saying, could the county help us out as far as?
Well, we'll have to rent, you know, we'll have to pay the county to, for the use of their equipment.
Uh-huh.
Plus, they don't have any employees, we have to pay their wages, whatever they make, which will be overtime because they work on, they're not, they don't work on Fridays.
Right.
So that'd be the only time they'd be available. So we're coming out cheap, we're going this route.
Yeah.
And how long are we gonna have this equipment?
Well, it's a month at a time. So this price is for 1 month. And so I think we're going to need it, I'm just guessing, 2 months.
Well, how many hours a day you plan on using this equipment if we got it?
Well, so we've changed our garbage pickup to be only on Monday. And so that frees all of our guys up for 3 days to be able to run this equipment. So Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, they will be available. Every week. Go ahead, Matt.
Okay, I know I missed last month's meeting. Was this what led to our garbage pickup schedule being changed? So that we could go ahead and have availability to do this project?
No, we, the garbage pickup thing had nothing to do with the council vote or anything. That did not come up, that did, was not brought up to us.
Then why did we change?
Well.
That came across to us, we found out after the fact.
So our maintenance.
I wasn't here last month, but what I'm trying to find out, because I was gonna ask that question, but I was saying it was related to the project we had coming up that we're all discussing right now. And it was not related to that.
So it's related to that and Liberty Day both. So our maintenance personnel requested to do that so that they won't be tied up doing garbage 2 days a week. So they're one and done, basically. They will have to run a short route on Friday, but.
So a Friday hasn't been totally eliminated?
Oh, no.
Well, it's 3 days a week.
Well, it was 3 days and now it's 2 days.
Yeah.
So that's 2 days.
Yeah.
So now it's.
So we did that.
Not quite a day and a half. I'm just trying to get an understanding.
Yeah.
So now we got a Monday, partial Friday. And are we gonna explore going back to it once there's no Liberty Day and once this project is over?
I'm open to that, whatever we need to do. I'm just trying to do whatever's best for our town at the time. And there again, the maintenance department requested that we do this so that they can have additional personnel available for Liberty Day, which they're doing a lot of things to try to get ready for that. And then additionally, after that, if this machine's approved, to address all these issues with it.
And again, that's why I was asking, was this gonna be something, please forgive me, that we revisited, the town revisited once those two things weren't happening anymore. Project's over, Liberty Day's over.
Right.
Because neither one's gonna last forever.
That is true.
Maybe after the fourth, gonna be considered a holiday, and are they gonna run on that day? Are they gonna go back to beginning Wednesday when we have a holiday?
So,
on Monday.
So that week, it'll fall on the Tuesday. So if there's a holiday on Monday, it'll fall on Tuesday. So garbage pickup will be Tuesday, the next day.
Just for the purpose of information, can this kind of thing, I mean, I've seen announcements on Facebook periodically.
Mm-hmm.
Can we have these more frequently and more in more detail? Just because Other things I'm missing because it's not on Facebook.
I personally have asked the mayor that from here on out, that when things like this come across, that it comes and it's addressed at a meeting.
Yep.
And he agreed, he said that yes, to get the word out, and then a date given on when these changes are gonna take place.
And I've seen some of that, but other information I'm not seeing, like this meeting is not on Facebook, there are other things that are coming, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This meeting's on our website and Facebook, should be.
I don't know about Facebook, Facebook's not an official public announcement.
And it is, it's not an official public announcement, and not only that.
It is on our website.
But if you're in the know about things, and I think a lot of us that come try to stay in the know about what's going on. I was thrown back, because I know some things, I go like, oh yeah, maybe we're doing this because of this, or doing this because of that. Certainly you wanna pay attention to what your employees are expressing. And again, if it's Liberty Day, and it's this project that we're taking on, and factoring in what you guys say is going to entail, then certainly that warrants a temporary change maybe. But a permanent change is what I as a citizen would be more concerned about. Were we going to a permanent Monday and a partial Friday?
Right.
Because right now it is going back and forth. Some are saying it's going to be the month of June, and then a new flyer came out saying, so yeah, there's a lot of confusion
just clarity,
and that's what we talked about.
Right.
And along the lines of clarity, I realize Facebook isn't official, the website is, but websites are passive. People have to go look for them.
Oh, I know. I agree. It's hard.
It is, and if you don't know you should be looking for something, you're not gonna find it. And there are things on Facebook, but Facebook is pushes information out. So if you're following the town Facebook page, mm-hmm. you're gonna get this information. So the official obviously has to go on the website, but in the interest of transparency and a desire to communicate with the people of Cedar Bluff, I think it would be best if you also included that information on Facebook, because that's right. where they're going to see it.
Right.
They're not going to go looking for it. They might not know to look for it. And that's,
I personally agree with you.
And I know it takes.
I just want to say that.
Well, that's what we're
talking about.
People keep going to the post office.
I don't think Kenny agrees, but I do.
I just don't do Facebook.
People go to the utility board to see if there's an app. So that's something one of the things.
Absolutely. And
you
got a question
down here,
Mayor.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
Bill, I'm curious. From Rent the Equipment before, I've known that they'll tell you like you get it for a week. So you rent it for a week. But they also sometimes will attach an hour value to that week that the hour meter has to run. So what I'm getting at is if you're getting this machine for 30 days, unlimited use, the more hours that engine runs, the better off we are. And so what I would like to do is, and I don't know if I'm volunteering myself to stand in the middle of the road with a paddle in my hand to watch traffic, I'll run a dump truck for you. And I've also, with my 34 years of experience in the state of New York, run excavators, backhoes, and all sorts of other stuff. I won't do any one of those things. And if you need to be a town employee to do that, or a contractee thereof, you can 1099 me for a penny for the whole time. But this really needs to be him. This is the only way we're going to say what's.
Well, we have a minimum wage law.
Well, if I'm a contractor
and I get a penny, and I appreciate that, Tom, and I'll look into that. I'll be discussing that with our attorney.
And turnaround time with your dump trucks. Cycle times, you want to make sure you have enough trucks that your machine's never sitting there waiting for a truck, because if half the time a truck's going to dump, takes it 10 minutes to load, 10 minutes to drive and come back, really get half the use out of your equipment. You're better off renting a truck in person if you have to keep that cycle rolling.
Right.
For efficiency.
Well, we have a new dump truck ordered also, and I'm hoping it's going to be here, I've been told July. I'm hoping it's the first part of July rather than the last part. So but we don't know that exactly yet.
So if they're running it just 3 days a week, that's 12 days a month.
It's 12.
Yeah.
12 days is all we're gonna get. They're gonna be able to, you're saying it probably will take 2 months.
If I can use Tom, we'll run it more than 3 days.
I'm thinking it's gonna take a lot longer than that.
And I'm certainly appreciative of that offer, Tom. And so I'll be talking to our attorney about it, and we'll see if we can't work it out.
Did you say we're trying to rent this for like 2 months?
That's just my guess. Hey, hopefully we can get it all done in a month. That'd be great. But, and of course, we'll get it done as soon as we can. But we've got a lot of stopped up ditches.
How long is the where you gonna start at and where you wants to be in a certain time frame, or, you know, so you can go back and see if you're doing what you want to do or not doing as much as you need to do, or you need to do a lot more than what you've done?
Yeah, we've got a lot of stopped up ditches, and we've also got a few culverts that need to be replaced.
Yep.
And a lot of vegetation growing out into the driveway.
Yeah, for the mulcher. So.
School buses, garbage trucks, parking vehicles. We've got all kinds, you know.
So you've pretty much come up with a plan, and they'll come up with a good plan on how they get started and where they'll start.
Yeah.
I think that's what he was asking.
Definitely. Mark's helping with that. He rides all the streets every day, so he's helping with that plan.
Well, I certainly, if y'all have a meeting, I want to be included on that about the ditches, where you start and when you start.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. Okay, any more questions about that? Did you have something else about the litter, Mayo?
Yeah, I was wondering if the city had any please do not litter signs. Like I said, I'd like to have three put up down there between West Street and Spring Street. I said, I need one coming up from Cedar Street. I need one on each end of McArrow Street. Because like I said, they come up to that stop sign right there, they turn the corner and they throwing trash out.
Right.
Well, if that's half of that trash, you'll put in your trash can, pay $15 a month for them to pick it up. Huh? And if you're going to your house, then your trash can when you get there.
So we'll get some litter signs.
Reese Street, don't forget them, because that's a.
And also, I'm looking into litter cameras. I briefly discussed that with our police department, but we're looking into that. And personally, I want to have litter cameras and issue citations for litter and enforce it in our town. So, yes, ma'am.
Just clarification. What is the day that the trash is going to be picked up that was on Tuesday? Is it going to be permanently on Monday, or is that just for the month of June?
It'll be for the month of June and at least July. At least.
And then we'll be notified?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And next time we will do a lot better job of that. So, yes, ma'am. Okay, let's move on to the next item. This is not really on the agenda, but we need to discuss it. And if everyone agrees, we can. Even though it's not on the agenda, we can offer a motion. I think we need to offer $100 a month substitute for family coverage insurance. And the reason I'm suggesting that is it's outrageous, the cost of it. And our family coverage is higher than anyone else in the county. And we're having problems recruiting new police officers because of that. So if we do a
premium on the family plan?
What is it, Jeannie?
I think they pay like almost $800 a month for the family car.
And so if we just do $100 a month substitute from the town, it brings us under everyone else in Cherokee County for family coverage. And I think that will help us recruit new police officers if we can do that.
I sort of think we need to discuss that and not rush into that.
Well, that's what.
We just like put this up.
That's what I want to do right now.
Okay, well, my thought is, to be honest with you, since this has just been brought up and you didn't mention it when we talked.
Right.
All I hear about is our officers make the makes more than any other officers in Cherokee County. I mean, that's the whole thing. I don't know if you do or not, Jeremy, but that's it. You know, Cedar Bluff pays more, Cedar Bluff does this, Cedar Bluff does that. So in order to try to put $100, I think we need to look into that a little bit more, then bring it into the, you know, open council, because I think everybody here is going to have their thoughts on it. I want to do everything I can for them. But this has sort of just sprung up, and I don't know, are the officers in Cedar Bluff higher paid than Center or anywhere else?
Well, so let me say this.
I don't know what the other officers.
All right. So see, you're where we are. You're where we are. And I understand with Mark being on the sheriff's department, he could never have me on his insurance because we couldn't afford it.
Right.
You know, to have another family member or something, but that sort of came with it.
This is just my opinion.
Okay.
My opinion is, if we're going to have the best police officers in the county, we have to pay more than anybody else in the county, and we have to have the best interns. And I want us to have the best officers in the county. So that's just my opinion.
So you're suggesting that the town pay more on the premium?
Yes, ma'am. Substitute $100 a month for family coverage. And I think, and Jeremy, do you have something you'd like to add that would help with the recruiting?
I mean, we've had a very few applications come in, and one of them is certified, they're out of Georgia. So the one that's put in that is certified. Which I mean, he'd have to come back here, and then we'd have to send him to the refresher, and they only do that four times a year now, so.
Well, here's my thoughts on it. If we don't get up with the times, not just here, but everywhere, when we start having a turnover of retirements, you're not going to be able to get a quality employee.
Right.
Unless you offer, you know, what they need. And that's just bottom line. You know?
I agree.
Yeah, I think that my police officer.
I understand Jeremy and them, you know, they may make more than everybody. I have no idea.
Right.
But we're two officers down now. You know, we were.
Yep.
We were down one because we were looking at putting on the sixth one.
Yep.
All right. Now we're down another one.
I agree.
We don't even have 24-hour coverage. So we've got to do something that's going to draw somebody in here.
I agree. So
I know if I had a family, one thing I would most definitely be looking into is the family coverage, the price. I mean, I know even if they are making more than in the insurance, they still want to look at that. You know, I'm all for helping with the insurance. If we can afford it, I just think that would be something that would bring officers in, because I'm sure they're going to look at family coverage if they have a family.
Right. We got to look at, we can do whatever we can for the police officers, whatever. But let's look at, that's a big commitment for the town monthly. That's $100 per family, that does, not just $100 flat. So that would be, you know, how much, at least $900 to $1,000 for me. Let's look into it first.
Then we table it and
well, we only have one officer that's on family coverage. And
right now.
Sure.
But what happens when two comes and three comes?
Well, I'm hoping, well, that's, the whole purpose of this would be to try to attract more officers that need family coverage.
I just sort of think we should table it, discuss it.
We can.
I want to do everything in the world we can for them. Is this something that the employees, Jenny and Karen's gonna want, and Tim and everybody? They're all on family coverage. Or is this just strictly for the police department?
So this is what we gotta do. If we're going to approve this, we have to have a motion and a second. So if we don't have a motion and a second, it's not an issue. It's automatically tabled.
Yeah.
We don't need to.
My question was, is this something that the town employees, is Jenny and Karen and Tim?
None of them have family coverage.
Okay, if they decided to adopt or ended up having family coverage, is this $100 thing gonna apply to them?
It would. It'd apply to all town employees.
Is there a cap on how many family members can be on a family plan? Like, is it a set rate for four members, or is it per?
No. It's just family coverage.
Just family coverage?
Yep.
So if they, so hypothetically speaking, so if you've got four people on there, do you have to pay for an additional family plan, or is four? So if, or is it just family coverage in general?
Who can answer that? Family in general?
Because I know ours isn't. I mean, I know it's, there's a limit to how many can be on there, so that'd be two family plans.
Sure, sure, how many? If Mark could have put me on it and paid $400, $500 extra a month and had six people on it with it. So, I mean, that,
Question.
Go ahead.
When was the last time we reviewed the insurance that we actually purchased for everybody?
Well, we.
That sounds really expensive. I don't know anything about it. I'm just saying, when was the last time we compared what we're buying now to other insurance companies, and can we get a better deal?
I reviewed it after I was elected as mayor.
I'm sorry, say it again.
I reviewed all of our insurance.
Yeah.
After I was elected.
Okay, that was my question.
Yes.
Mayor, with all due respect, I would like to table this. I had also got.
Well, there again, we don't need a table.
Okay, well, I had also got wind that the fire department would like to be looking at, you know, maybe an increase this way or that way. That's not on the agenda to be talked about.
Right.
So there's money in different places, and I really think we need to look about what's going out and for the long haul. And that's just my thing. Our fire department, if they come in and they ask for $5 extra, I mean, we all agree with that, but we can't.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like we can $100 here, $50 there, because eventually it's going to catch up to us until we talk about it.
Okay. All right, the next thing that's on here is, and me and Dustin talked about this, but the rest of the council, we have not talked about this, is the dog ordinance. We have a serious, serious problem in our town. And so Dustin sent me today a sample ordinance, and we sent it to John. And what we did is, on that ordinance, Dustin, we just omitted section B.
So I'll explain this to everybody, that fine committee, since we've got everybody here.
Yes.
Code of Alabama does have a statewide containment law. However, there's a caveat inside that law that it has to be adopted. But if you're a municipality that requires a license to be kept, you cannot adopt it. Well, as of right now, we don't require a license. So that leaves the door open for us to adopt it. That's really, well, I say that, I gave Bill my opinion, and Bill got with the attorney to run that by. So this is some, John, I know, I'm trying to be respectful. He got my attorney Coggins to run that by him as a way of already having something that's written and that's codified and it's already in the code book. So just being one step ahead. But I guess my question would be, Chief Steps, we would have to have a policy about this too, would we not? And is this going to be something that is cited by y'all, or is this going to be something that's cited by the code enforcement officer?
Well, I mean, if it's a If it's a sizable fence, then I mean, it would come through us.
Okay.
I mean, if there's an issue somewhere, you know, and then they go to Mark. I mean, Mark's been real good about, you know, documentation and documenting several incidents, and then coming to us and saying, hey, we've sent this person a letter, we've done all the proper steps, now it's time to issue a summons or a citation.
Okay, so yeah, also another question too, Chief Steps, if you don't mind. Most of the time, by the time y'all get there, the animal's gonna be gone. That's just, you know that as well as I do.
Right.
Are we gonna allow that person to do an incident offense report and then to maybe sign a summons or something to that degree since they witnessed it? Because you would have to witness the dog being off the property, correct?
Yes. And with that, yes, I mean, we would allow, we're not gonna tell anybody that they can't do a report.
Yes.
Whether it's just a documentation or whatever. And if there's any witnesses, we'd take witness statements. And then we would bring it before Ms. Jenny and whatever evidence is good.
Okay, I just want everybody, this is not, we're not going to be, say, Town Center Bluff's not going to be yanking people's dogs off the side of the road. It's just saying that you'll be getting a ticket for your dog running at large. I want to clarify that. And I think we should clarify that because God knows we're going to get the phone calls.
Well, right. We have trouble with cats. I don't know how many kittens.
Believe me, I can tell you right now how many kittens that we've taken in the past month at the county.
Well, there's some at my house.
We got more cats. Carter got peanuts right now, okay? But anyway, this is a way to try to be proactive, and that'll be another thing that we address after we figure out whether the new laws getting codified. The reason I say that is because the current law, the current cruelty statute, affects the Pet Protection Act. And before we can write anything else that pertains to cats, this is already on books. There's nothing about cats on the state law books. We need to figure out where that Pet Protection Act is going to be codified. Then we'll address the issue with cats. But I don't disagree with you. That's all I'm going to say about that.
So when does it start?
I guess once we vote it in.
Yeah, it'll
start. But I'm assuming the Chief Steps will probably need to write an SOP about this bill. So do you want to put a date of start? Do we get the SOP written in reference to that?
What do you suggest, Jeremy?
Well, I think if this passes, you know, or on the vote, then we need to write a policy on it, and then it needs to come before the council to be approved as well.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
It sounds like this is only going to help for when you know whose dog it is, right?
This is
riding his bike. He's a 15-year-old boy, he's riding his bike, and he has five, like, pit bull-type dogs chasing after him. We have no idea whose dogs they were.
Well, this is for owned animals. This is when you know who owns the animal.
Right.
This particular thing, yes. I mean, we're picking up strays as fast as we can currently. But this is for owned animals only, because a lot of these issues, the more houses you build, you have people sitting on top of each other, you're going to have animal problems. And so this is a way to try to be proactive in that regard if we know somebody's got a problem animal. I don't disagree that what you're having is an issue, and that'll be something that we talk about at a later date, but trying to be proactive in, there's people being mauled and killed by dogs all over the state. And most of these animals are owned. So this is us trying to be proactive, because it will pay hell to be reactive when we can do something and be the first in the county that's doing it too, not only that.
Right.
Yeah, it seems like a sensible step.
And so there again, this is not on the agenda, so we need a motion and a second to approve this.
Chief Steps, how do you feel about this?
If we want to do.
So, I mean, we've had several incidents here lately, and one being today, where a lady was walking out for a trash can, and dogs down the road from neighbor came up and jumped on her, you know, didn't hurt her, but, you know, jumped on her and, you know, scared her while she was out just trying to get her garbage can back to the house.
Well, this is something
go ahead.
We are put it on the agenda.
I think we're going to wait on the SOP. Yeah, from Jeremy, and then, so how are we going to do that? Are we going to wait on Jeremy to get back with us?
Let's hear what John's got to say.
I just got news of this at about noon today, so I copied what's in the code.
Right.
There is room for expanding it to include other animals. And I have, I actually had to defend one in a fairly close town one time in the last year or two. And I have provided the mayor with a copy of their ordinance, which I think is pretty all-inclusive. It may supersede and replace this one, but it's my understanding that y'all need to do something tonight about the dogs.
We just really have an emergency situation. So this doesn't have to be permanent, but it can tide us over.
One to cover that fund.
Yeah, it can be a Band-Aid until we can do better, have more time. That's what me and Dustin talked about.
I think that I'm right there with Chief Steps. I think we have a policy, absolutely. So I say that we vote to talk about this at the next meeting after we get a policy.
Okay.
Because these guys need something to go off of to cover their butts when they don't have a policy on it. Because this is something brand new. So I'm sure there's nothing in the current SOP to even.
No, because the current SOP talks about a dog catcher and a city manager.
Yes.
So.
You're right, I remember that.
The way that it is written, that leaves us no leeway to legally do something because nobody has that title.
Yeah.
And we're not getting tied up in court with that over.
Dustin, if we adopt this now, John, can we come back and make amendments to it like we do the zoning ordinance?
Sure, or either void it and.
Yeah.
Take one in.
This was a state, you know, this is what the state adopted recently.
No, this is the statewide code, but it has to be adopted by counties. But cities and towns can adopt it as long as they don't require a license. So our town does not require a license at this moment in time. So we can adopt something that's already written, that's already in the law book. We've got a code to go off of and it's.
So that's what the subsection B in that was talking about was if we required a license, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Not dissimilar to the ordinance that adopts all criminal laws of the state of Alabama as ordinances of the town of city.
Yeah.
And it can be amended for any other problem we have to look at.
Yeah, Jeremy's just saying it would be good to have a policy and procedure to protect him and particularly everybody else.
Why don't we vote to adopt this when we have a policy and procedure?
Wouldn't he need to know he's going to, would it need to be adopted before he can do the policy and procedure?
I prefer it to be that way that we know exactly what is in and what we're adopting. And if we need to change something as we go, then we can always go back and add or remove from our policy.
So we need to make a motion to adopt this and then have an SOP written about it.
Has that been published for public to read or is that just?
This is brand new. I will, Bill, if you're fine with it, I'll read it real quick.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
Every person owning or having in charge of any dog or dogs in the town limits of Cedar Bluff shall at all times confine such dog or dogs to the limits of his or her premise or the premise on which such dogs or dogs is or regularly kept. Nothing in this section shall prevent the owner of any dog or dogs or other person or person having such dogs or dogs in his or her charge from allowing such dogs or dogs to accompany such owner or other person or person elsewhere than on the premises on which such dog or dogs is regularly being kept. A person violating this section shall be guilty of a misdemeanor and shall be fined not less than $2 nor more than $50. In a nutshell, it's just saying dogs supposed to be on your property. Not telling you how to keep your dog on your property. We're not telling you got to chain it up. You got to have a fence. Your dog has just got to be under your control on your property.
And you're allowed to take it off your property with a leash on it.
Yeah, allowed to take it off your property on a leash. The dog can accompany you as long as the dog is under your control.
Right.
Yeah.
Is there a separate one about the leashes?
No. This is directly from the code of Alabama, and that particular code is 3-5-1.
Right.
I believe.
So it's not a leash law.
It's just a containment law, just to keep your dog on your property under your.
Okay, so it doesn't say anything about leashes.
No, it does not tell us how to confine the dogs.
No, but I'm saying once you leave your property with your dog.
It doesn't say it, it's under your control. But, you know, so that's a matter of opinion on how your dog's under your control.
Yeah.
Right.
Because we, I know children be in the park and stray dog, because you're like me, if you don't know the dog, you have a fear of the dog.
I told you wrong, that's 3-1-5 in the code of Alabama.
And we've seen them out.
This is a start, this is not perfect, but it's a start.
I agree.
So I need to put it on the agenda, and I say move forward with it.
We just need something.
Yes.
I mean, this is better than nothing.
We definitely need something.
Yes. And this is something to build off of.
Yes, absolutely.
Build a start.
Okay.
We already have an animal control ordinance for the town, and we need to rebuild that or not. It's much more comprehensive than what we are right here.
It is. That ordinance is, it's got a lot of flaws.
Had a lot of flaws, probably should be rebuilt.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, it needs to be, because it has a lot of flaws.
Yeah, I think we need to rebuild that one.
I agree, we do.
So let's put, can we put that on there too, Will?
Yes.
Are you fine with that, Mr. Holland? Have you sent a copy of this, sir?
I have not, no, I don't be able to think of.
So we'll just say we're repealing all previous animal ordinances.
All.
I would name
the ordinance.
Okay.
I'll have to get the number.
All right, Jenny will get the number, we'll have it.
Yeah, we need to say it like that.
Yeah, we'll have it. Okay. If nobody has anything else, that concludes our work session. And I just want to make a point. We went over. That was a 53-minute work session.
Yeah.
So we may not need to change that after all.
Last month, we had all the alibi.
Right, that was a 53-minute work session.
Yeah, absolutely.
We may need to leave it at 5.
I'll take your copy right now.
You never know. This was good feedback.